Last night's Democratic convention featured Republicans who will vote for Joe Biden in the election, including John Kasich, the former governor of Ohio, and 2016 Republican presidential candidate. Some Republican groups are going further, supporting a Democratic candidate in ways never seen before. Our John Yang has the story.
We want to get our schools open.
With slick ads, viral tweets, and op-ed columns.
America is better than Donald Trump.
New conservative groups are organizing to support an unlikely candidate, former Vice President Joe Biden. Rosario Marin was U.S. Treasurer in the George W. Bush administration. Now she's a member of the group 43 Alumni for Biden. She says backing a Democrat over a sitting Republican president was difficult.
Prior to him, I had been to 5 Republican conventions as a delegate. I've been a spokesperson to 5 Republican presidential candidates, but I couldn't do it for him, and I certainly couldn't do it now. To then go that other step, to go and vote for a Democrat, it is painful.
Another group, the Lincoln Project, is known for its ads targeting President Trump.
What does it say that he won't condemn a flag of hate?
Political consultant Reed Galen is a co-founder.
You know, when we put out the Trump is not well advertisement about his shuffle down the ramp at West Point, it clearly pierced his bubble of unreality that he continually lives in. And I think that's been our greatest contribution, is pushing him back on his heels, keeping him back on his heels.
On Twitter, President Trump called them a group of Republicans in name only who failed badly 12 years ago, then again 8 years ago, and then got badly beaten by me, a political first-timer, 4 years ago.
They chose Trump.
But Galen says the group's goals are wider than just getting under the president's skin.
Remember their actions.
They're also challenging senators who support the president.
These folks have violated their oaths. They have abdicated their responsibilities as an Article I body in the United States Senate. And they have really forsaken any conservative values to support Donald Trump.
The group plans to organize in the battleground states of Wisconsin, Michigan, Ohio, Arizona, North Carolina, and Florida.
I'm tired of being embarrassed.
I have been riddled with guilt.
I am ashamed to this day for voting for him.
Another group, Republican Voters Against Trump, is also targeting battleground states, collecting testimonials from GOP voters disenchanted with the president. Conservative activist Sarah Longwell is one of the co-founders.
People really don't like political ads, but what they really find persuasive are actually real stories. I've been conducting focus groups for the last 3 years with what I would call reluctant Trump voters. Those people now are very, very clearly have seen that Donald Trump is not fit for the moment, that he is not the right person to steward the country through compounding crises, a health crisis, an economic crisis, a racial crisis.
But will these Republican-led efforts actually win Biden any votes? Republican pollster John McHenry is skeptical.
We've already seen a lot of those folks who would have been inclined to go away from Republicans, go away from this president, have already done so. So I don't know that there's a lot to work with there for them.
McHenry also points to Mr. Trump's strong approval rating among Republican voters, hovering around 90% even during the pandemic.
Done a great job.
The president says there's more enthusiasm for him than there was in 2016.
I think we're doing very well in the polls. And I think you have a silent majority, the likes of which this country has never seen before. This is a very important election. We've done a great job.
But all 3 anti-Trump groups say the Democratic nominee presents a unique opportunity.
One of the most common responses I get in the focus groups to why did you vote for Donald Trump in 2016 is people say, I didn't vote for Donald Trump. I voted against Hillary Clinton. And so it's hard to overstate how much of a difference it makes having Joe Biden as the nominee as opposed to Hillary Clinton.
I'm going to vote for Joe Biden because whatever I may disagree with him in his policies, I know he knows government. He has been there a long time. He knows how to govern. He knows what he can do and what he cannot do.
And you still consider yourself a Republican?
Yes. A true Republican. A true Republican. I don't know what this guy is.
For the PBS NewsHour, I'm John Yang.
Thank you.